Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am your host for Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. My name is Reverend Nicole, and we are in the middle of a hurricane right now. It's not really hit where I'm at yet, but it will get here. And I have not been on the air for quite some time. There's just been a lot happening. This is, what's today, September 9th, so, you know, we're well into the year here, and I should have done this a lot sooner, but, like I said, stuff just happens. I've gone through everything from, oh my God, how many jobs did I have this year? So far, one major job, and that I quit because it was sucking the life out of me, and I needed to make some decisions as to what direction my life is going to be going in. So I did. And now I work like three different kinds of jobs, I guess, but they're all jobs that I'm passionate about. So first things first, you know, if you're on my Facebook page, Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, you've noticed there's been a little bit of a theme going. Because I should be playing The Doors right now, light my fire, right? It's basically a theme with fire. Spirit has been very adamant about having me follow my fire. That's the basic way that I can put it. Anything that's been going on internally that I've kept locked up or that I just haven't had the courage to come forward with or follow, you know, in terms of my my passions, or being afraid of things that I really don't have any reason to be afraid of, but they were just irrational fears, or, you know, fear of consequences, which is what normal people, you know, basically would have. All of those things have had to just, you know, be pushed aside, and my fire is now in full force. So this is what I'm doing. At the moment, I'm actually on Facebook. I need to try to figure out how to paste the link for this show so people know I'm on the air, because this is, seriously, you guys, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Temple Terrace, Florida, and waiting for this hurricane, literally. Like, there's nothing else to do at this point. It's just a hurry up and wait game. So, welcome to my show from a hotel room. You know what? I don't have my cards in front of me, but I do have them here. Should probably be doing some kind of reading. But actually, I'm looking at my webpage here, my Facebook page. I've put out recently a couple of different entries. One of them is an entry on my blog. And the other is the readings that I've been pulling from this card called The Sacred Rebels. And they're all very much talking about the storm. A little bit crazy. Where am I? Here, I'm going to post this in here so hopefully some people will be aware that I'm on the show right now. And here we go. Back to the studio. Oh, here we are. Okay. My chat room does not want to cooperate with me right now, so I'm not going to bother with that. But if you're able to get on. Okay, so what do I really want to talk about besides all the catching up that I'm doing with you guys? Like, basically, here we are. We're in the midst of a hurricane. And over the 9 months that have already kind of elapsed for this year, a lot of things have happened for me personally, in addition to the job stuff. Back in December, I made a decision to leave the musical group at the Center for Spiritual Living in Cape Coral. I just wasn't feeling it anymore. And this is part of me repressing my fire. There were things going on that I didn't want to deal with or that were upsetting me and that I was pushing down. And so I just made the decision to leave because I wanted to be peaceful and I didn't want to, you know, make any statements that I was going to regret or cause any issues with people that I felt were my friends. And so I made the decision to leave. Now, still at that job. The job that I was at was not the job for me, and I know that. It had nothing, it spoke to none of my strengths. it was everything that I have a weakness in. And part of me just wanted to prove something, you know, oh, I can do this. It's just a matter of building up, you know, myself in these areas that I don't feel strong in. But it was more than that. It was the environment that I was in. It was the people I was around, all of the unspoken things that were going on. Because when you're a spiritually aware, empathic person, there's a whole lot more going on that other people just don't see or feel or are affected by. And I am affected by all of it. And when I was doing massage therapy, I was in my glory because I was in a really calm, muted atmosphere, and everything that I needed to focus on was easily accessible because I wasn't being overwhelmed by everything. And I thought, well, how can I do this again without having to go back to school, become a massage therapist again? I didn't know what to do. And I figured I just need to keep making money. I need to have a job. I need to sustain myself. And here I am, and I'm doing things that I love. I'm actually a singer, which is amazing. And it's like, I couldn't even believe I would go on stage. If you told me I was going to be doing this a couple of years ago, I would say, oh, no, no, I can't do that. I can't be on stage in front of people. But here I am doing it. I'm working at a funeral home, helping people, you know, say goodbye to their loved ones. And I'm also doing readings at the Curious Cauldron, which is a little witch shop that's in. Hopefully, it'll be there when I get back. You know, the storm could do a lot of things, and I'm hoping that it doesn't destroy the things that I love. Having said that, one of the things that I went through after I decided to leave my musical group that I was singing with at the quote-unquote center, which is also kind of like a church, and I found out a lot of people that thought I was friends with just distanced themselves from me. And that really hurt me badly. I didn't have any support anymore all of a sudden. You know, the people I thought were my friends just suddenly disappeared or just weren't there for me. And I thought, I've been down here in Florida all this time. This is the community of friends I've built up, and they're really not my friends. Because if they were, somebody would have at least picked up the phone and said, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? And nobody did. And I had a really bad breakdown over that. I had to sit with myself, and I had to just come to terms with the fact that I just do not have close bonds with a lot of people that I thought I did. Because if I did, they would be there, and they're not. So I let go of a lot. I moved forward. I started making other friends or acquaintances, and instead of focusing on everyone around me, which is what I've pretty much done my whole life, I decided I was going to start focusing on myself and that I needed to cleanse myself of this stupid thought that it's not a good thing to be self-centered or like focused on yourself. I was brought up in the Catholic faith, and it was always taught that anything you did for yourself was selfish. And that was a horrible thing. You were the worst kind of person. And I had to just talk with my people and understand that there's a difference between caring for the self and, you know, trampling everybody in my path in order to get what I want. And those two things are not the same. So I just started doing things for myself. And one of the things that came through really clearly for me, I was in a lot of pain, actually. I had physical issues that were just, it seemed like they weren't getting any better. And to be in pain, pain is invisible to other people. They have no idea what you're going through. To be in pain and have to go to work every day someplace where you're not happy, you're not doing your best, you don't like being there, it just compacted it. And the position of sitting in a desk just made it even worse. And I had one of those moments where I was like, I need to be told what to do, guys. You need to help me. And I was very clearly told I needed to leave that job. And as soon as I did, I was able to sleep. I had all of the muscle spasms and the other pains and stuff I had going on in my body started to subside. And I started to feel better emotionally. I felt lighter. Every day that I woke up and I didn't have to face the things that I dreaded, I felt better about. I was just happy. And I thought, oh, my God, this is what happens when you follow what your spirit tells you. This is what I want to illustrate here. Fast forward, now we're in another crisis here. This, for me, it's another crisis because leaving my job was kind of a big deal for me. And leaving the center where I thought was my home was kind of a big deal for me. And, you know, here I am, and now it's Hurricane Irma. Well, guess what? I don't really care who likes me anymore. And I don't really care what they think about what I'm doing, because you want to know why? Nobody's there for me right now. And when I say nobody, I don't mean everybody. I'm making a blanket statement here because I'm really pissed. I have had, phone call-wise, I want to say I could count on one hand how many people picked up the phone to find out if I was in any kind of place that was safe, just to acknowledge the fact that I'm in a literal life-threatening situation. And, you know, to find out that other people made their plans and took off and did whatever the hell they needed to do, and knowing that I was here by myself, just really pisses me off. They didn't know if one of the people that is one or two people that lived in this area said, you know, hey, are you going to be okay? Do you want to come with me? That's it. Two. Out of all of these people that are supposed to be my friends, where the hell were they? Where are they all? How about the people that now that I'm on Facebook saying thank you to the people who did say something to me or criticizing what I've done? Well, you know what? Had you given a flying shit a couple of weeks ago when this was all starting to, or a week ago even really, when this was all starting to take shape and said, hey, what's going on? Why don't you think ahead and come up here? I'll send you a plane ticket. Or why don't I wire you some cash so you have enough gas to buy, you know, enough to get your butt all the way up here where we are, somewhere in the Northeast or in the Northwest. Where were all these people? And now they want to say, well, why didn't you get out? What do you mean, why didn't I get out? Does anybody know what's going on down here? There's no gas. So the little gas that you have, if you try to escape with, you risk, and because it's a mass exodus and it's bumper to bumper all the way up through Florida, you risk sitting in your car, being stuck in your car. Because let me tell you, AAA ain't coming to get your ass if you're stuck in traffic with all of that's going on to bring you more gas. Where are they going to get the gas? There's no gas. This is the most ridiculous. I've never seen a situation like this before, okay? And I'm not criticizing anybody. I do think it's a little silly for some people who are really close to the water to stay where they are, only because I fear for their safety. But I do not have any criticism for how anyone handles this at all. Everyone has to handle crisis in their own way. And this is my point. This is the point of this whole show, because I have been quiet for so long, and I know people think I have a big mouth and that I say things. God, you have no idea what I keep to myself, honey. You just don't know. And sitting here in a hotel room with nothing to do except to think about all this really has driven me to just sheer madness with wanting to rant about this. You don't know anybody until you see them go through a crisis. You truly don't. Until you see what they do, how they react, and who their priority is, you don't have a clue who you're dealing with. Because this is where people shine. This is where they show who they truly are. Their true colors really come out. Now, I have other friends, quote-unquote friends on Facebook, who there's just so many judgmental statements. And I'm like, these are people that, you know, are supposed to be living in the light and positive thinking and want to be supportive of people, and they're on there criticizing and bashing people for what's going on. Look, you can hide on that high horse all you want, but you're not coming from the light if you're criticizing anybody. And I'm not, you know, exposing people that are gouging, that's going on a lot, but judging people for how they're reacting to things, like, oh, well, you chose to live in Florida, shouldn't you just be able to handle it and put on your big girl panties? What the hell kind of statement is that? You know, that's the reason I unfriended a lot of people. And some of these people that I unfriended in my travels have been atheists, because there is a difference between having a belief that's different from everyone else's and just using that as an excuse to be cruel. When I want to say it was a couple of years ago when that tsunami hit, and one of the friends that I had at the time, he was an atheist. And he has... I mean, he's a casual friend, but I didn't know him in real life. And so he was on my Facebook friends page, and here's what he had to say. Well, where's your God now, all you stupid believers? Look what's going on. What's this kind of destruction? Really? Honestly? So I just got knocked down, and your response to that is, well, what kind of stupid person are you anyway for believing in anything? Like, really? Honestly? Unbelievable. I don't know. I'm just seeing what people are made of. And it started, like I said, early in the year when I thought I had a group of people around me that were supportive and loving, and I found out that they could give a flying care about me. Nobody knows where I am. And honestly, like, I know I'm a strong person. I know that I am, I guess for all intents and purposes, I can be fierce. And that's just who I am. I've wanted to water that down for a long time. I thought it wasn't good. I've wanted to try to control it. I've done everything I can to suppress the fire that I had within me, and which is why over the last couple of months, with all the things that are coming to light, all my people can say is follow your fire. Follow your fire. The one thing that you think you want to put out, that you want to extinguish and push aside, is the one thing that you're here for. That's what they've told me. And I got to believe them, because I've never been led astray. Now here's another revelation here. So here I am. I'm in this hotel room. I'm kind of by myself. I do have one friend up here who, it's interesting, I've actually known for about 20 years because we were friends online way, way, way back. And have always kept in touch and have always been concerned with one another and just, you know, one of those friends where you need a phone buddy in the middle of the night, you can call. And now we're finally in the same place, or at least relatively close. And he's been here for me all that time. He met me for the first time in real life just this past week, and he's here for me. So what does that say about all of the people that are in my life that are nowhere to be found, that are worried about their own hides and not thinking, like, hey, Nicole's by herself. Maybe we should call her. Or, you know, because when I say by myself, I don't mean by myself. I mean, you know, I don't have my family here. My family's in the Northeast. I have one family member who is actually down in the Naples area who doesn't talk to my family, so that doesn't really help me out, does it? No. And guess what? This is it. This is what I got. What I've gotten out of this situation is I really just have to depend on myself. And I have been very sad. I've been very just sick to my stomach thinking about how many people are prying water and whatever out of the hands of other people instead of trying to share it with each other or move into the same living quarters and all be with each other. And what is this about? What is happening to people? I just don't understand. I don't. You know, I'm just upset. And like I said, everybody that's handling this, I'm not trying to be judgmental about it, but what I'm trying to do is be observant about it and take an assessment. Because one of the things that I kind of grew up with, and this should help explain where I'm coming from, is things like when you do a job, you always do the best that you can, or just always treat people the way you want to be treated. And this, in the Catholic faith, is a big deal because Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you, okay? I get that. But that meant for everybody. That didn't mean for a select group of people to martyr themselves so that everyone else that's not doing that could just trample them. This turn the other cheek thing, I got to say, I don't know about that. You know, if somebody is constantly drinking, why do I have to be constantly giving of myself, not taking care of myself because that's selfish, giving of myself to people, including people who don't appreciate or want to even, you know, reciprocate in any way. How does that serve me? How does that serve, if you want to go there, how does that serve God? That's not being God in the world. It's not. That gets you killed. I'm not God. I'm a person. I'm a human being in this physical form. I'm more than that, but in this physical form, this is what's going on here. And it's like, I don't understand how that can happen. And I can be happy and healthy. I got to have some self-interest. I mean, let's face it, we're all animals. Animals are wired for survival, and I get that. But beyond that, we're more than just animals. And this is the part that pisses me off. It really does. Because all of these people that claim to be so good and spiritual and caring, and this is how they behave. Whatever. I checked in with the people that are in my close circle that I can say call me on a regular basis, or, you know, actually feel the need to see me and be in my presence on a regular basis. And I know where all of them are, and they know where I am. And there's not that many of them. I mean, we're talking just like I could count them on one hand. But there was a broader circle of people that claim to be much more than they are, and they're just not. And the thing is I spent, for someone who spent so much of their life caring about what other people thought and trying to, you know, be good, let's put it that way, trying to be good, what was it for if at the end of the day none of those people cared about me or their opinions were, who cares? I mean, really, what was it for? What am I working towards if I put all of this stock into being there and being a better, or what I perceive to be a better version of myself, if all of these people don't really give a shit anyway? They're not there anyway. Who was I afraid of pissing off at the center that all of a sudden, like, I realized, wow, I was afraid of pissing off somebody who was never going to talk to me again anyway. Honestly, who the fuck do I care? Why do I care what they think when this is the way they are? You got to help yourself a little bit here. I'm a witch, okay? I'm not a Wiccan, and I don't claim to be perfect, and I don't claim to be godlike or any of those things. I am always very straightforward about what I believe. I know I'm connected, and I have a choice, just like everyone else out there, to not take what I receive in my connection and put it into practice. That's the freedom of free will that we have here. But I can tell you this. For all the sadness that I experienced, that nobody was really there for me and that I had to just run around, get all the food that I could. My mom's been there for me, just so I can make that clear. She made sure that I was at least being cautious about what I was doing and got myself to a higher ground and all that. But I sat here yesterday and I checked in with my people, my spirit people, and they told me not to worry. They told me to be calm and that everything would be taken care of. And I thought, okay, I have to trust this because this is who I am. This is what I tell people I am, and this is how I walk my talk. And it turned out that even though an area restaurant doesn't deliver, they have Grubhub, and Grubhub could bring me some food. And I didn't want to break into my stash here because God knows how long it'll be before I can go out and get food again. So I thought, while I'm still in a decent position, why don't I get something to eat? I ordered from Grubhub. Even though I tipped online, I decided, oh, I have some money. I'm going to just give this person a couple of dollars. They're coming out when they could have just clearly left town. She came to the door, Rita Singh, very, very nice girl. Her name was Elizabeth. And I gave her the tip. She just looked at me with this, like, surprise, and she was so happy that I gave her a cash tip, and she just hugged me. She said, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. And I was like, no, there's no problem at all. I'm like, I'm just running from the storm like everybody else. And then she listened to me tell her where I came from, talk to me a little bit about what to expect, because she's been from this area for a while. And then, you know, and I got my food. I gave her my, you know, a tip, and I sat down to eat. And she called me. I told her that I had no gas, and it had been days since I was able to get gas. And I was literally driving around wasting gas to try to find gas. And she called me and said, I had just driven by this gas station. They have gas right now if you want to go out and get some gas. And I know you might not want to leave because you just got your food and everything, but it's there, right there. And she's like, and now that you have my phone number, you can call me if you have anything that you need to ask or you need, and I can help. If I can help you, I will. So I went out, I got my gas, and I came back. So I got fed, I made a friend, and I had gas. Spirit told me everything would be taken care of, and I didn't have to do anything. I just had to be open, and I did. No one's going to tell me that that wasn't divine intervention, because what are the chances of that? With all these people that are trying to claw each other's eyes out over a case of water, why would this girl take the time to help me? That's spirit, period, the end. And I have to tell stories like this, because if I don't, people don't know that I do walk my talk. And what time is it right now? It is 12:24. So they're in the middle of closing down roads and putting into play like curfews and all this stuff. And I get it. The storm's coming. It's going to hit all of us no matter what. But I just got to stay where I am for now and follow the signs. If something tells me I have to move or I have to go somewhere, I will. And I'll have no problem with that. But right now, this is what I'm being told. So just whatever I'm inspired to do, I don't fight it. I don't argue with it. I don't try to ask it why. What's the purpose of Irma? You know, what's the big deal? And here's a theory I have, popular or not, and since nobody gives a flying shit what about I think and what I do, hey, why not just throw it out there? Oh, I'm hilarious. Anyway, what if Mother Earth, because I believe this in my heart, is a living organism? It is a living, breathing organism. All the things that you think that are dead and have no life, things like rock and soil and all of that, are not dead. They're very alive. They're very much alive. What if Mother Earth knows that she's in crisis? People have dug holes in her and taken her oil. They've harvested precious minerals, precious metals, even crystals. You know, those crystals are part of Mother Earth for a reason. They're not just there for us to harvest. All of these things contribute to the beautiful life force that is Mother Earth. What if all of this that's happening now, this hurricane, the earthquakes, heat that's happening as a result of global warming, what if all of this is Mother Earth's immune system trying to attack what's attacking Mother Earth? What if global warming is just a fever that Mother Earth is trying to produce to stop what's happening to her? What if all of the hurricane is Mother Earth's immune system trying to kick in and wipe out the nasty germs? Where are the nasty germs? This is what's going on, people. I'm tired of all of this ignorance that goes on, that people just, this is not the kind of place that's going to let it kill us. This place is not going to let it be killed. The earth is alive. Anything that's alive is going to fight for survival. It's not going to allow something to take over without a fight. Simple. So whatever is happening is definitely with a purpose. And for me, what I found sitting, like I said, sitting here holed up in a hotel room with a bunch of dried goods is taking stock of who is in my life, who deserves to be in my life, who I'm grateful for, who made promises that kept them. This is what life is really about. It's not about what you're driving. It's not about how fancy your house is. It's not about all the bullshit things that we all tell each other it's about. It's not. Everything that you get up and work for every day, if you don't have people around you that love you and support you and that you do the same for, your life means nothing. You did nothing with your life. You existed. And that's what I'm finding, is that my life, all of my life, has always revolved around relationships since I was young. I was never that concerned with anything, as long as I had what I needed. I have friends from all walks of life, all colors of the rainbow, all kinds of sexual preferences, and as long as those people are good to me and I'm good to them, that's all I've been concerned with. But it's in times of crisis like this where I really know who's in my corner and who really just did whatever they did with me or included me in for their self-interest. I was a useful person to have around because I didn't ask for anything and I gave everything. For somebody who has shitty intentions, I'm like a gold mine, right? Because I'm just going to keep giving and giving because that's what the good Lord put me on this earth to do, is to give and give. Yeah, okay, but the good Lord gave me a mind to do something called discern what's good for me and what's bad for me. Now, good and bad are universal terms that I don't subscribe to, because what's good for you could be bad for me, and vice versa. So I only look at, I look at everybody as being on their own path of self-interest. And it could be very much in your self-interest to include me in something. That doesn't mean it's good for me. And I try really hard not to ask for anything. That's also part of my Catholic poisoning, because I was told, you know, you always do for others. You don't ask for yourself. Well, guess what? When I need something, and, you know, don't forget now, the good Lord said, if you ask, you shall receive, too. So let's figure out how the hell all of this stuff got so contradictory. When I ask for stuff, I don't generally ask people. I ask Spirit, and Spirit brings me people. And all of the people that are laughing at those other, you know, these people that are online saying that they're praying and all that, like, how dare you? That's a source of power and strength for people. If they want to pray, don't you think for one second it has no impact. Everything we do has impact, and everything we do collectively has a greater impact. So thank you to everyone who's saying a prayer for me. And I don't care who you pray to. I just care that you care enough to pray. So shame on the people who are putting down prayer right now. You're going to be an atheist? You don't need to attack other people. Do whatever you need to do, but is there something about harming people in atheism? Because it seems like they're all a bunch of animalistic people. I'm tired of dealing with that. I would rather deal with somebody who says they're agnostic. I don't know what everything is. Great, neither do I, theoretically. All of us don't really know everything. But at least if you don't know, you're not on the path of destruction and you're trying to just tear down everything because you're right and we're all wrong. It's just another form of we're, you know, us versus them, and we're right, you're wrong. That's what religion's done to people. That's what atheism does. All of the things that separate us are the things that we should be fighting against. But instead, we're all attacking each other because this is the right thing to do, right? This is beneficial to you. Well, how beneficial is it to you when you attack and destroy everything around you and you're the only one left? Oh, good. You have to, now you have access to all the resources. And once again, it goes right back to, if you don't have people in your life and you don't have family or relationships, all of it is just nothing. It's just dust. So who cares how much gold you have? What is that going to do for you when you have nobody to trade with because everyone hates you because you destroyed everything around you in your past? It's all about being with each other. Anyway, it's 27 minutes in, and I can't believe I got all that out of my system in that short amount of time, but it doesn't seem like anybody's calling in right now. I don't even know if you guys can hear me, so I'm going to sign off for now and keep myself vigilant with what's going on. Be aware, but this is a good time for all of you out there who are wondering why does God throw us these crises? Why is this happening? Think about the Mother Earth model I mentioned, because that's got validity. But also think about the purpose of, you don't know someone until they're in crisis and you see how they handle it. And if the majority of people in your life forgot about you, then you need to start moving on to people in your life that are not going to be like that with you anymore. People that are going to be there for you. So this is a cleansing. None of the people that are there for me, I'm concerned with. I'm really not. I have to surround myself with an environment that's healthy for me. And that's being in my self-interest. But it's also loving myself. And I'm not doing anything to harm the people that didn't want to be there for me. I'm just simply releasing them and letting them go on their own way, on their path. They're free to do whatever it is they want to do. But I'm just tired of it. I can't do it anymore. So I'm signing off. Everyone stay safe during the hurricane.